Good afternoon, Carmel. This is your host, JC Wolf, for Side Stage, only here on 91.3. And let me just say, today is going to be kind of a special show, because this is a band that I have not really known much about before these last couple of weeks, but it's going to be good. You're going to hear about this new up-and-coming band from Evansville, Indiana, which is not too far from home. So make sure to stay tuned after these next couple of songs. This is by Adele. This up-and-coming band that I'm sharing with you today is a funk rock, alternative, and instrumentally experimentative band hailing from Evansville, Indiana. And like I mentioned, this band, I have not actually heard of them until a couple weeks ago when they actually reached out to me on Twitter, sharing some of their music with me, which I thought was really cool that a band not too far away from Carmel that I hadn't heard of before was reaching out to me to the show, really. And just saying, if you're a local artist or an up-and-coming band and you want your music to be featured on Side Stage, don't be afraid to tweet me at sidestage_WHJE. Anyways, this up-and-coming band calls themselves the Jangle Sheep, and this is their song, Pondering Wolf. That was the song There But Gone, probably one of my favorites from the psychedelic rock group from Evansville, Indiana, the Jangle Sheep, also formerly known as Texas Tea and the Jangle Sheep. And you're probably thinking to yourself, how did they come up with that band name? Well, stay tuned after these next couple of songs because I will be sharing with you exactly how they came up with that name. This is Runaways by The Killers. When the band was coming together, it was actually guitarist Travis Horton who came up with the name Texas Tea and the Jangle Sheep. And the band decided unanimously that that was the right name for the band. But unfortunately, in time, the Texas Tea and the Jangle Sheep became too much of a mouthful, and they had to shorten it to just the Jangle Sheep. And even though the name didn't originally have a serious connotation, the imagery of sheep has been utilized in a series of ways and has been a huge part of how people recognize them visually. Up next is actually their song, Texas Tea. That was Totem Pole from the band The Jangle Sheep, who takes influence from other bands such as the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Gorillaz, Frank Zappa, and this next band, The Grateful Dead. Sugar Magnolia Blossom. That was Left My Mind by the band The Jangle Sheep, and if you're liking what you're hearing so far and you don't happen to have any plans for spring break, I have an idea for you. Why not take a road trip down to Evansville, Indiana at Mojo's Boneyard on April 8th, because The Jangle Sheep is going to have a show there on April 8th. So instead of sitting on the couch and doing nothing, you could go support a local indie artist. This is their song, Ever Afternoon. One interesting fact that I found out about the band The Jangle Sheep is that every member in the band has actually shared the responsibility of being the lead singer in multiple numbers of their songs, which I find really interesting because usually you just have the main one lead singer, but in this band they share the responsibility of being the lead singer, which I find really awesome. Another thing that I've heard about the band is that they're an amazing band to see live, which unfortunately I've not yet had the chance to see them, but one of the stories that I heard about them was that they actually dressed up as politicians at one of their last shows, which seems awesome. Anyway, this is their song, Make Believe. This next song is definitely one of my favorites from The Jangle Sheep. It's called Wildflower. Well, Carmel, I would just like to say thank you very much for tuning in to Side Stage today. And don't forget to tune back next week from 4:30 to 6 for another episode, which will actually be the last episode before spring break. Up next is Semi-Charm Life by Third Eye Blind.